they're the same as what's called whale burps or surf balls on ocean beaches. But this time, the little bundles of debris were found on a Lake Superior beach in Duluth. Minnesota Sea Grant's Sharon Moan says they're a mix of nature and litter balled together by wind and lake.
The one I'm holding in my hand right now is about the size of an apricot or plum, small plum, and it's kind of oval-shaped. Like, there's a feather in here, a bird feather, and some pine needles and beach grasses, but also a lot of plastic.
And that's the rub. Plastics, litter, or leftovers from fishing line and fishing nets can be toxic when they break down or snare fish and birds.
Plastics in the environment are a huge concern, not only because they entangle wildlife, strangle it, and I think there's like 40% of marine seabirds mistakenly eat plastic, thinking it to be one of their food sources.
Moan says this is the first time she's seen or heard of these surf balls on a Great Lakes beach. Sarah Erickson is the education director at the Great Lakes Aquarium in Duluth. She says she's never seen these things, and since the aquarium has sponsored beach cleanups for the past 14 years, she'd know.
We routinely come across a huge array of debris items on the lake shore and in the tributaries that flow into the lake, but we've actually never come across, in my knowledge, we hadn't come across any of these.
Surf balls form with wind and wave, weaving together seaweed, dune grass, and natural debris with strands of plastic in shallow waters of oceans off Egypt and Australia, and now Duluth. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.